Thank you. In November of 2014, a blood donor was reported to public health as hepatitis C positive with a test date of November 21st, 2014. Upon investigation, we learned that the patient was a frequent blood donor to the American Red Cross. He had a negative donation on September 19th, 2014. Thus, he could have only been infected between September 5th and November 7, 2014, giving us the two-month window of infection. This investigation did not reveal any behavioral risk factors or potential exposures. The case was educated and connected to care. Upon further investigation, further testing, he was diagnosed with hepatitis C genotype 2B. He was then treated and resolved the infection. The case was closed on December 3rd, 2014. The CDC contacted us on June of 2015 and suggested reopening the case to look for any healthcare association. There are approximately 4 million adults in the United States infected with hepatitis C. Genotype 2B is one of the most common less common genotypes, affecting approximately 10% of those infected. In the U.S., the most common way to become infected with hepatitis C is through injection drug use. However, public health is becoming increasingly aware of healthcare-acquired cases. From 2008 to 2015, the CDC has reported 33 hepatitis C outbreaks in healthcare settings. Four of them were attributed to healthcare provider drug diversion. Drug diversion is when a healthcare worker uses medications intended for a patient for other uses. These four drug diversion outbreaks have resulted in over 30,000 patient notifications and 83 cases. Upon reinvestigation, the case reported three interactions with the healthcare system. One was a Red Cross blood donation, two was the dental visit, and three was an emergency department visit to Hospital A. Thorough investigations of each visit were conducted. Both the dental visit and the donation were deemed to be low risk. We found the emergency department visit to be the patient's highest risk of infection. Review of the patient's hospital records revealed that he had received propofol and Dilaudid through injection. These drugs are known to be high risk for diversion. We then researched each of the patient's emergency department healthcare providers for licensing citations. It was found that the nurse caring for the patient had been fired 10 weeks prior to the patient or after the patient's visit. She admitted to diverting drugs, specifically Dilaudid, which was also given to our patient. While searching, we also found that the nurse had been fired for diverting Benadryl at a second hospital, Hospital B. The nurse was employed at Hospital A between June 2013 and November 2014. Prior to that, she was employed at Hospital B from June 2011 to April 2013. We reached out to the nurse to inform her that one of her patients had contracted hepatitis C. Because she was involved in high-risk activity, we recommended that she also be tested. The nurse agreed, which resulted in a new diagnosis of hepatitis C genotype 2B. Viral sequencing conducted at the CDC revealed a greater than 97% match between the patient's viral sequence and that of the nurse's. Hospital A and B were notified of the findings, and public health recommended they contact all potentially exposed persons to offer testing. Both hospitals took the lead in contacting their patients and conducting this testing. Potentially exposed persons were defined as a patient seen in the emergency department of either Hospital A or Hospital B during the nurse's shifts throughout her employment at each hospital. Those people also needed to receive specific parenteral medications. We identified 7,217 people that met this definition. The active search for potentially exposed patients began on October 31, 2015, and ended February 29, 2016. During this time, 3,731 people, or about half, were tested. 60 were found to be currently infected, and 17 of those had genotype 2B, the genotype in question. Those samples that tested positive for the presence of hepatitis C RNA were sent to CDC for viral sequencing. Shown here are the viral sequencing results for those with genotype 2B. indicated by the gray circle, are a cluster of 7 cases whose viral sequences were greater than a 97% match. Am I still good?
Finish up quickly.
Yep. Okay. Indicated by the gray circle are a cluster of 7 cases whose viral sequences are greater than 97 matched that of the nurses. Hospital record review revealed that all 7 of the matched cases indicated here by the blue bars received either morphine or Dilaudid from the nurse between September 2014 and November 2014. The EpiCurve illustrates this high-risk time period. 87 cases were tested and found not to be associated with the investigation. Unfortunately, 55 people indicated by the green bars have not been tested. Hospital A, with public health support, has continued to reach out to these individuals to offer testing. We learned many lessons throughout this investigation. Here are a few. First, our surveillance system needed some improvements. We found this case based off of one, or this outbreak based off of one case. However, we didn't know to follow up regarding iatrogenic sources. Second, we need to work with licensing to identify these potential outbreaks sooner. And third, it just really illustrates the importance of having robust drug diversion detection methods in facilities so that we can identify these people sooner and bring them to treatment or modify their work duties. Thank you. 5 minutes.